Today's shiur is the Masechta Bava Metzia on Daf Pei Vav. We will begin on Daf Pei Hei Amud Beis, five lines from the bottom of the Amud, at the end of the line, with the word Shmuel Yarchinoa. As Rashi tells us, Shmuel Yarchinoa is Shmuel Bar Abba, that we find throughout Shas, who was the friend of Rav. We always know the machlokas of Rav and Shmuel. And Shmuel was a Baki in the Sota Iber. He knew how to calculate when the new month would take place, and therefore he received the title of Shmuel Yarchino, which comes from the word Yareach, which refers to the moon. And Rashi quotes the Chazal, which says, Omar Shmuel Yachilna Litkune Kula Galusa. I would be able to set the calendar for the entire length of the Golus. Begins the Gemara, Shmuel Yarchino, Asya de Rebbe Havi. He was the doctor of Rebbe. Cholish Rebbe Be'ene. Rebbe was sick in his eye. He needed some eye medication. Omar Lei, so Shmuel, the doctor, said to Rebbe, Imli Loch Samo, I will put medication into your eye. Omar Lei, Rebbe responded, Lo Yechilna, I won't be able to tolerate the pain. Then Shmuel suggested, Ashtaloch Mishter, I will smear it on the top of your eye, and that will cause your eye to get healed. Amar Lei, Rebbe responded, Lo Yechilna, once again, I won't be able to take the pain. Lo Yechilna, Havimosiv Lei Gufsa, the Bach takes out the letter Beis from Big Gufsa. Shmuel put the medication in a hollow tube, the samni, a tube full of medication, tuse beisaja, underneath the pillow of Rebbe, the itzi, and while he was sleeping, he got cured. As Rashi explains, the medication was so powerful that it went through the tube and through the bone surrounding the brain, through the brain into the eyes and cured Rebbe's eyes. Havikometzar Rebbe lemismeche. Rebbe was going to great pains. He was being mishtadil very much to give smicha to Shmuel. As Rashi says, lefisha chochem boki hoyekolkach. Shmuel was such an intelligent person, not only that he was a roife, but he was a tremendous talmud chochem, so Rebbe wanted to give him smicha. But it didn't work out. Rashi says two pshatim, either that the opportunity didn't arise for the smicha to happen, or that it's necessary to have three musmachim give the smicha to the new candidate, and Rebbe was unable to get three musmachim together to give the smicha to Shmuel. So Shmuel understood that Rebbe didn't feel good about this. Rebbe wanted to give smicha to Shmuel. Amar Lei, so Shmuel said to Rebbe, Loi litzar mar, you should not have any anguish about this. L'di chazili sifra d'Adam HaRishon, I saw the special sefer that Adam HaRishon was shown as Rashi on the top of Daf Pei Vav Amud Aleph. Divrei HaMaskil sifra d'Adam HaRishon states, Shehareu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed to Adam HaRishon in this sefer, Dor V'Soifrov, the scribes of every generation, of all future generations, Dor V'Dorshav, the Darshanim of each generation, Dor V'Chachamav, and the wise men of each generation. So Shmuel said, I saw that sefer of Adam HaRishon, Uksiv Bein, it's written in that sefer, Shmuel Yarchino, it spoke about me, Shmuel, as we turn to Pei Vav Amud Aleph, Chacham Yiskari, he will be called a Chacham, but V'Rebbe Lo Yiskari, he will not be called a Rebbe. So it's not my fortune to get that title of Rebbe and get Smicha. And then it also said in the Sefer of Adam HaRishon, V'Asu the Rebbe Al Yodei Tehei, the cure that Rebbe needs for his eyes will come about through Shmuel. The Gemara now relates other items that were written in the Sefer of Adam HaRishon. It was written that Rebbe v'Reb Nosson Seif Mishnah. Rebbe and Reb Nosson were the redactors of the Mishnah, as Rashi explains, until the time of Rebbe and Reb Nosson, in the Beis HaMedrash, one person would say to another, the various parts of Torah Shabbat Peh that they had heard from their Rebbe, and there was no say there. There was one Mishnah about one Inyan learnt, then a Mishnah about a different Inyan, and what Rebbe and Reb Nosson did is that they took the various topics and they were mesaderet into the various mesechtes and into the Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. And then it says further in the Sefer of Adam Arishin, Rav Ashi, V'Ravina Seif Hora, they were the end of the adjudication of Psak, referring to the Gemara. As Rashi explains, until their time, which was at the end of the Zman of the Amoroyim, so the Gemara, like it, the Mishnah had not been in an organized fashion, so the Gemara of the Amoroyim was also not in a organized manner, but rather, when a question was asked about a certain Mishnah in the Beis Medrash, or a certain incident happened, and there was a psak in, there was a din Torah in a Bezdin, or there was a question of Isser V'Heter, so every Talmud Chacham, each one of the Amoroyim, would say his reasoning, and Rav Ashi and Ravina, they were Mesadir, they organized all of the words of the Amoroyim based on the Seder of Rebbe in the Mishnayis. They put the words of the Amoroyim, as Rashi brings down, all those questions which the Gemara refers to, beginning with the words Eisvei, Meisvei, Reminui, Iboyelahu, and all the terutzim that were given in the Beis Medrash on those questions. So Rav Ashi and Ravina, who were the end of the door of the Amoraim, were mesader all of these questions and answers according to the Seder of the Mishnayis and the Mesechtes that Rebbe had accomplished together with Rav Nosson. Says the Gemara further, V'simanech, how do you have a simon that Rav Ashi and Ravina were those who put on the final touches on the Gemara? Because the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Ad avoy el migdash keil, until I come to the sanctuaries of Hashem, avino, I will understand lachrisam, to their end. So Rashi explains that if you take the word Migdashe, the last two letters is She and Yud, that refers to Rav Ashi. His last two letters of his name, they are also She and Yud. The next word, Avino, I will understand, if you take the last four letters, is Bina, that's like Ravina. Ravina is spelled Aramaically with an Aleph, and here in Lashon Kodesh it's with a Hey, but that refers to Ravina. And Lachrisa means that they are the Soif Hoyro, so we have a remez to this in the Pasuk in Tehillim. Amar Rav Kahana, said Rav Kahana, Ishtoili Rav Chama Bar Barte de Chasa, or on the side, Rav Yishai Pick of the Messiah Shashah says the Chama, the son of the daughter of Rav Chama, he told me the following. Rabba Bar Nachmeni, who, as Rashi brings down throughout Shas, is the Bar Plukta, he's the one who has arguments with Rav Yosef. We know him as Rabba without the Bar Nachmeni. So, Agav Shamda Nachnafshe. Agav Shemada Nachnafshe. He died, as Rashi says, because he had a fear. Machmas Amos Malchus Meis. He had a fear of the government, as the Gemara is going to explain the story of how Rabba was Nifter. It began as follows. Achlu Bekurtsa Be Malka. By the king, there were those who maliciously maligned and spoke against Rabba, and this is known as a Suda of the winking Suda. Kurtsa means they winked, because when people speak Lashon Hara, a lot of times they don't even say some of the items with their mouth, but rather they wink, and the other person who's listening to Lashon Hara understands what the Baal Lashon Hara, who's speaking Lashon Hara, is trying to convey. And that Suda, they used to eat a Suda when they would speak Lashon Hara, because that would legitimize the Lashon Hara that they were saying. They were trying to show that this is really something true about the person that I'm talking about. and that was called the winking suda. But the bottom line is they spoke Lashon Hara against Rabba. What was the Lashon Hara they spoke against Rabba? Omru. They said, Ika, this is what they told the king, Ika chad gavrib Yudoi, there was a certain person in Yehuda, to come a vatel, tracer alfi gavrib Yisrael, he is causing that 12,000 Jews do not give the tax of the king, yarcha b'kaita, during a month in the summer, when they are learning the halachas, this refers to Nisan, when they're learning the Hilchas Pesach. The Yarchav Estava, and a month in the winter, this refers to Tishrei, when they're learning the halachas of the various chagim in Tishrei. He is preventing them by gathering them all together in his yeshiva, which was in Pumpadisa, as we'll see further in the Gemara. He is preventing Mikarga de Malka. He's stopping them to give taxes to the king, because the tax collectors would come and they would find each home, there was nobody at home, had all gone to learn by Rabba. So when the king heard about this, Shadru Peristika de Malka Basrei, they sent a shliach of the king to find Rabba and to put him in prison. V'lo Ashkechei, they were not able to find him. Why? Because Rabba had run away. He heard that the messenger of the king is coming. Orak, he ran away. Vazlami Pumpadisa la Akra. He went from Pumpadisa to Akra. Me Akra la Agma. He went from Akra to Agma. And we're going to come back to this word Agma later in the Sugya. Ume Agma le Shichin. Ume Shichin le Tserifo. Me Tserifo la Eina Demayim. Ume Eina Demayim la Pumpadisa. And then he came back. He backtracked to Pumpadisa. And now, Bepumpadisa, Ashkechei, he found him, the shliach of the king found him in Pumpadisa. How did the shliach find him in Pumpadisa? Ikla peristika de malkala hu shpiza de rabba. By chance, it happened that the shliach of the king came to that inn in Pumpadisa where rabba was hiding, and when he sat down to eat and drink, krivu, so the innkeepers brought Taka, a table, kame, in front of the shliach, vashku, trey kasli, they gave him to drink two cups, and Rashi brings down that when you give two of anything, that, as we had the Gemara in Pesachim, the sugya, daf kuf test, through daf kuf yud aleph of zugois, then when you do anything in pairs, two, four, six, you do it in an even number, so that could bring about damage from the shadim. Vidaluyo lataka mikame, they took away, they removed the table from the shliach. Hadir partsufe lachore, so the shadim began to do their work, and his face was turned backwards. Amrulei, so in the innkeepers panicked, and they said to Rabba, my navidle, what are we going to do? As Rashi points out, they did not plan to hurt the shliach of the king. But this is what happened because of the zugois, because of the pairs, because of the shadim. Gavradim alkahu, he is a officer of the king. If we don't cure him, we can get in tremendous trouble. Amar lahu, so Rabba gave them a suggestion. Kriva takal kame, bring a table in front of him. Vashkiyu chad kosa, give him one cup to drink. And now he will not have drunk two cups, he will have drunk three cups. That will take away the sakana. Then vidal yuwa remove latakami kame, take away the table from in front of him, v'litzi, and he will be cured. Of the lehach, they did exactly what Rabba told him to do, v'yitzi, and he got cured. When he got cured, he got back to his regular self. His face got turned back to where it was supposed to. Omar, so the shliach said, may the yadana, now I know, the gavra, the kabi'ina hachahu, the person that I'm searching for, in other words, Rabba, he must be here, as the Marsha explains. Nobody else would be smart enough to figure out how to cure me and have my face turned from the back of my head to the front. Bachish Abasrei, he searched after him. Vashkechei, and he found Rabba in that inn. Omar, he said to Rabba, Azilna miha, I am going to go away from here with the secret that I found you. Apparently he had appreciation for the fact that Rabba cured him. So I'm not going to reveal that I found you. So imikta lakotlu lau gavra, if they will kill me, that person referring to himself, if they'll kill me, I won't reveal it. But if they give me Yisurim, they whip me, and I won't be able to take the pain, the suffering, Magilna, then I will reveal it. The Gemara doesn't say whether he revealed it or not, but it would seem from the next part of the story that apparently he did reveal it, because Asyu Lekameh, they found Rabba, the king found Rabba, and they brought Rabba in front of the king. Ailei La'adroina, they brought him into a chamber. Vitarke Lebovibampei, they locked, they closed the door in front of Rabba, and they put him into prison. Boy Rachmi, Rabba was mispalel to Hashem. Porek Ashita, and the Nafla Chaima, the wall, as Rashi explains, fell down. Orek, he ran away. Va'ozala Agma, here we have that word Agma again. Now there, some translate Agma, that he went back to that city of Agma. And there are others who translate Agma means an agam, a marsh. He ran away to a marsh. Hava Yosef, Agirda de Kula. He was sitting on the stump of a palm tree. The tree had been cut down. The Kagoris, and he was learning. And the Shita Mekabetzis tells us that in a dream he discovered that Kamiflagi b'masifta derekiah, there was a machlokas in the heavenly yeshiva between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and all of the hosts of the heaven. What was the machlokas about? It was about Saras. The halacha is that if there is a beharis, a white discoloration, a snow-white discoloration of the skin, and in that area of the skin there are two hairs which turn white, then that person, first he is sent away by the kohen, and then he's brought back, and when the kohen determines that the hairs have become white in that snow-white spot on his skin, he becomes from a Mitzora Muzger who was sent away, locked up. He becomes a Mitzora Muchlot, and he has to go through the entire Mitzora process. So the Gemara says that there was a Machloikis in heaven. In Beharis, Kademis L'Seyor Lovan, if the Beharis, the discoloration, took place before the hairs turned white, then there's no argument. Everybody holds tummy. Vim Seyor Lovan Kaidim L'Beharis. But if the white hair was already there before the discoloration, everybody agrees Torah. What happens, Suffeg? What happens if we don't know which came first, the discoloration of the skin or the two white hairs? Machloikis HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Mesifta Derekiah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Aymer Torah. Hashem Paskin that it's Torah. So Rashi says, he paskened this according to the halachas of the Torah, according to what is written in the Torah. So, meaning, various pshatim, what Rashi could mean. Rashi says, l'fi masha kasva Torah. One pshat is that Hashem has no sfeikas. So it's not a suffix in front of Hashem, but Hashem is saying, according to human beings who would have a suffix, what would be the din according to the Torah? The din would be tar, that the person is tar. The kula masifta derekiah amri tameh. They all said that it's tameh. The amri, and they said, man noichach, who should paskin the shaila? So the all the meforshim here have questions. How could it be the audacity of the masifta derekiah, the yeshiva shamala, that the entire hosts of the heaven should have the audacity to have a machlaikis against Hashem? And another thing, we find, in fact, in Masechet Negoyim, that this very machlaikis between Hashem and the Masifta Derekiah is a machlaikis between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yeshua. So what is the exact pshat here? Is Hashem and Tzvah Shemayim, the Masifta Derekiah, arguing in the machlaikis Tanakhama and Rabbi Yeshua? So for Yeser Bir on this, Ayin Bimaral, who explains the depths of this Gemara. But now they decided that someone, Bo'aretz, has to paskin this machlokes between Hashem and Masifta Derekiah. Who's going to decide? Man Noichach. And they said, Noichach Rabbi Bar Nachmani, let Rabbi decide, let him paskin. The Amar Rabbi Bar Nachmani. Rabbi Bar Nachmani said about himself, Ani Yochid bin Egoyim. I am the one and only Negoyim. In other words, I know this was not a time for modesty. This was a time to let everybody know that if you have a shayla in Negoyim, Rab is the one to come to for a psak. I am the yochid, the specialist, the one and only in Negoyim. I'm the yochid ba'olois. I'm the one and only in olois. I'm the greatest one who should paskin shaylas of tumah v'tahara ba'olois. Negoyim and olois are two of the hardest mesachtas in all of Shas. Shadru Shlicha Basrei, so they have to bring Rabba to Shamayim. In other words, Rabba has to leave this world. So they sent the Shliach. They sent the Malchamavis to try to take Rabba's Neshama. Loi have a Matzim Malchamavis, L'mikrivlei. The Malchamavis wasn't able to approach Rabba. Why? Midaloi have a Kaposik Pumei Megirsei. His mouth would not stop from learning. And learning is a shield over a person from the Malchamavis, as we find a similar Gemara in Masechta Shabbos concerning when it came to time for David HaMelech to leave this world. While he was learning, it was impossible to take his neshama. Adahachi, as time went on, what did the Malchamavis do? Nashiv Zika, a wind was blowing. Va'avish Beinikani, and there was a loud noise, there was a rattling by the reeds. Savar, so Rabba, who is petrified from the armies of the king who are chasing him and looking for him, he thought, Gunda de Parshihu, it must be a brigade of horsemen who are searching for me. Omar, he said, Tinech Nafshida Hu Gavra, let that person die, referring to himself. Vilayim Sirbiyad de Machusi, should not be given over into the hands of the Malchus. And that's what we said in the beginning of this entire story, that it was the Shmada, the Agav Shmada Nach Nafshe. It was because of this fear of the authority of the government that eventually Rabba's Neshama went up to Shamayim. Ki havi Kanicha Nafshe, after he died, as he was dying, Omar Tar, referring to this Machloikis between Hashem and the Masifta Derekiah, he paskin like Hashem. Tar, in this case of a Suffolk, Yatza Baskol v'Amra, Baskol came out from Shemayim and said, Ashrecha Rabbi Nachmani, praiseworthy are you, fortunate are you, Rabbi Nachmani, Shegufcha Tor, your body is Tor, V'Yatza Sad Neshmaskol v'Tor, and your Neshama went out with Tahara as well. Now, from our Gemara it would come out that the halach in this Machlokas between Hashem and the Masifta Rekiah is Tor, and yet the Rambam in Hilchas Tumas Saras, Perik Beis Halacha Tes, Paskins, like the Masifta Derekiah, that it's Tomek. The Kesef Mishnah explains that although Rabba was given the job to Paskin, but it's considered Loi B'Shamayim Hi, that we can't rely on his Psak, because he was hovering between life and death at that moment, and he was considered already as not living anymore. He was considered already as being part of the Masifta Derekiah. He was part of the Shemayim, he couldn't paskin. The Chsam Sofer in Shalos and Tshuvos Or HaChaim, Simon Reish Ches, in a famous tshuva that the Chsam Sofer wrote to the questions of the great Gadol, the Maratz Chayis, so he says differently than the Kesef Mishnah, that even if he paskin Tohar before he died, and even if we would consider that he is part of the living, and it's not a chsorin there of Loi B'Shamayim Hi, but when this happened, he was all alone. So how, in fact, do we know that this whole story took place? It must be that it was revealed. Somebody saw this in a dream. It came min HaShamayim. So that itself is Loi B'Shamayim Hi, even if the psak of Rabba was while he was alive. But the story that tells us about the psak of Rabba was from Shamayim, and Mimela we can't rely on it, and therefore we don't have to listen to the Psak of Rabbah, who paskin like Hashem, that it's Tor, and therefore the Rambam in fact paskins like the Masifta Derekiah, that Safek is Tamei. Continues the Gemara, Nafal Piska, a note came down Merikiah from Shamayim, Bipumpadis and Pumpadis, where Rabba was the Rosh HaYeshiva, and that on the note it stated, Rabba Bar Nechveini, Nisbakish B'Yeshiva Shamayla, he has been called to the Yeshiva Shamayla, he has passed away. Nafgo Abayev Rava, so Abayev Rava Kul Rabbanim, from Pumpadis, they went out, the Astukibay, to be Misasik in the burial of Rabba. Loyavi Yadad Duchte, they didn't know where he was buried, where he died. Because we said he died all alone. Azul Agma, they went to that city Agma or to the marsh. Chazu Sifri, they saw birds, the metalli, that they were causing a shade. The Kaimi, by they were hovering over a certain area and causing shade with their wings of that area, Amri. So the Chachamim understood, Shmamina, Hosamhu. It must be that that is where Rabba is lying. And in fact, they buried him, and Sabdu Tlosa Yami, they were masped him for 3 days at Tlosa Leosa, and 3 nights. And Nafal Piska, another note came from heaven. Kol HaPoyresh, whoever goes away now and stops the Hespedim of Rabbah, Yehei Beniri, will be in excommunication. Sabdu Shiva Yami. So they were masped him for a total of 7 days. Nafal Piska, then a note came down to Shemayim and said, Lechu Lebatechem Hashem, go in peace to your houses. Now you were yoitzei the hesped of Rabbah. Hahu yom nachnafshi, the day that Rabbah died, Dalia Zafa, a gale lifted up, Vidori and carried, Lahu Tayat, a certain Arab merchant, Kirach of Gamal, he was riding on a camel, Mehai Gisa Dinar Papa, from this side of the river, Papa Vishadi Bahachisa, and the wind carried him over the whole river and put him on the other side of the river. So he saw that something special was going on. Omar, he said, my high, what's happening? Amrulay, they told him, Nach Nafshe to Rabbi Bar Nachmani. Rabbi Bar Nachmani has passed away. Omar Lufanov, Rabbi Shalaylam, Kuli Almi Didachu, the whole world belongs to you, Hashem. V'Rabbi Bar Nachmani Didach, Rabbi Nachmani is yours as well. You have him, he's with you in Shemayim. At the Rabbi V'Rabbi Didach, you love Rabbi and Rabbi loves you, similar to Ani L'daydi V'daydi Li. Amai Kol Mecharvis Le'Lama, why are you now destroying the world? After saying these very emotional words, Nach Zafa, the gale subsided. And now the Gemara goes back to the sugya that we had before on Daf Pei Gimel Amud Beis and Pei Dalet Amud Aleph, where we were discussing great gedolim tamid chachamim shahoyu balei basar, that were very stout. Rab Shimon ben Chalafta bal basar hava, he also was a bal basar. Tosfos says in Divrei Maskil of Shimon ben Chalafta that the Gemara got into many stories in the last few dafim. One story was a continuation of the other story. Now that we've gone through all the various connected stories, we come back to the sugya that we had started with, which was Talmid Chachamim who were Balei Basar. So Reb Shimon ben Chalafta was also Bal Basar, but he was stout. Yom Echad one day, Havi Chamimle was very hot, he was perspiring. Havi Solik, he went up, Yosef Ashina Detur on a peak of a mountain. Amar Lo LeBarta, he said to his daughter, Biti, my daughter, Hanifi Olai, wave on me, Bemenifa with a fan. Vani Etenlach, if you do that, I'll give you Kikrin Dinard, I'll give you bunches of this aromatic plant that's called a nard. Adahachi Nosh Baziko. When he said that, a wind came. It wasn't his daughter blowing with the fan, but rather a wind came. Omar, he said, Kama Kikrin de Nard. How many bunches of nard do we have to give Lamori Dichi to the master of this wind? In other words, how much appreciation do we have to give to HaKadosh Baruch himself, who's blowing the wind and is now cooling me off? The Gemara now returns to the Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek, where the Mishnah stated that when it comes to compensation that a person who hires workers has to give them, HaKol Kaminig HaMedina, whatever the minig of the custom of that locale is. So the Gemara wants to know, hakol, whenever you use the word hakol, it's adding. Hakol lasuye mai. What is it adding? Lasuye to include ba'asru de nehigi, michrach rifta, umishta anafka, in a place where they break bread and they drink. Rashi says anafka is a keli, which is machzik a revius of a certain drink. The iyar maluhu, if the owner said, the balabas says to them, kedimu, you go first to the field. Va'aisilchu, and I'll bring it out to you, as Tosfos at the end of Divrei Maskil, the last Tosfos on the Amud, D.E. Omar Lehu explains that the Parlim were supposed to eat breakfast in the house of the Baal Bayis, and breakfast was supposed to be ready. They came for breakfast, and it was not ready. So the owner says, I don't want you to waste time. Go out, and I'll bring the breakfast to you. They can say to him, as we return to the Gemara, Amru Loi, Loi Kol Kaminach. They can say to him, you don't have power to do this. We have to get breakfast before we go out to work. We need strength before we work. You don't have breakfast ready. We're not going to go out and work and then you'll bring it to us, but rather we're going to wait right here until breakfast is ready. We'll eat it, then we'll go out to work. That's the Minig HaMedina. That's what HaKoil is adding. And then the Gemara brought a story. Maisa Rabbi Yochanan and Masya Sharma Lebnoi say, Uschor, he told his son to go out and to hire workers, Schor Lanu Poyalim, And the Mishnah there continued, Halachu pasak lamazinus. He made up with them that he's also going to give them food to eat when they're working. And the Mishnah continues there, Kshaboy etzel aviv, amr loy b'ni, afilim ato oyselam kesuda shloim b'shatoy, lo yotzasi yedekhev oscha imoan. Even if you gave them like shloim at his time, you wouldn't be yotza. Shehein b'nei Avram yitzel v'yakoiv. And they have to even get more than shloim suda. Ella, actually, eschil b'malach, etzeve morlem, amanash she'en lechem alay lepas v'kitnias b'vad. Before they start working, tell them, listen, I'm only going to give you a certain amount. I want it to be understood beforehand. I'm going to give you bread and legumes, and that's it. So the Gemara asks the question on the last line of Daf Pei Vav Amud Aleph, Maisa Listar. Usually when you bring a story, the story is supposed to prove what you're saying. Here the story is against what you're saying, because this is much more, if Shloime Suda, as we'll learn about the great amount that Shloime gave at his suit, if that's not enough for a ben of Rav Mitzvah Yaakov, that's certainly more than Minig HaMedina. So first you tell me it's Minig HaMedina, then you tell me you have to give more. What's pshat? The Gemara says there are words missing in the Mishnah. Chesuri Mechshri V'achitani. There are words missing. This is what it should say in the Mishnah. Ve'im Pasuk Lemezoinois. If he made up, as the case is in the story of the Mishnah, as we turn to Dav Pei Vav Amud Beis, Riba Lahen. Which means, if he would have said nothing, then the mezonos is included. How much mezonos? According to the Minig HaMedina. But if he said, I'll give you mezonos, that he's saying, I'll give you more than the normal. And if you give more than the normal, then there's no shear unless you specify exactly how much you're giving. And on that, the story is a proof. Umay sanami rav yachav emas. Yishar me lebenoit say, schor lo nepalim. V'holach upasim la mezonos. V'kishubor yitzel aviv. Omar loy b'ni afilata oyselan kisudu shlam b'shatay. Lo yotzasi yidei chay voscha. Because once you said you're going to give mezonos, it means you're going to give more than the norm. And if you don't specify that you mean only bread and legumes, then you have to give them even more than sudu shlam b'shatay. Lo yatzasi yidei chay voscha imoin. Why? Shehein b'nei Avram yitzvah Yaakov. They have to get what Avram used to give. L'meimra, does that mean to say, continues the Gemara, the suda said Avram avin adifim reshlaima, that Avram's suda was more than Shlaima. Vaksiv, the Pasuk says, it would seem that Shlaima's suda is greater than Avram's. And you're telling me that Shlaima's doesn't suffice for a descendant of Avram. It says by Shlaima, Vahi lechem Shlaima l'yoyim echad, the bread of Shlaima for one day was shloishim kur silas, 30 kur of fine flour, v'shishim kur and 60 kur kamach of coarse meal, asara bokerbrim, 10 fat cows, and Rabbi Shai Pick says the next word should be v'esrim and 20 boker roy, which were pasturing, umeyat soin and 100 sheep, levad, besides all different kinds of deer, may ale, a gazelle, v'tzvi, v'yachmor, ubarburim avusim, and fatted hens. We'll see different pshatim of the Gemara what it means, barburim avusim. So this was all Shloime's meal. V'omer gurion ben astia, and mishmei derav, halolu, all this was only lamelin shel tabachim, it was only for the dough that was made into loaves that was put on the pots to absorb the grime, the zuam, or Rashi says, of the tafshil. That's besides what they ate. That's how much they needed just to absorb the grime. Rabbi Yitzchak, Amen, Rabbi Yitzchak says, Halalu is Latzike Kedera. This was all done for the spiced meat that they used to give. V'yomer Rabbi Yitzchak, and Rabbi Yitzchak said that this wasn't only done once, but rather, Elef Nashim Hayu L'Shlaima. Shlaima had 1,000 wives. Kol Achaz V'Achaz, each one, Asu Loi B'Veisakach, used to have the same amount in her house. Why? My Taima. Zeus Vur Shem Etzli Soyer Ayayim. This one thought, maybe my husband Shlaima is going to come and eat by me today. V'Zeus Vur, and this one thought, Shem Etzli Soyer Ayayim, maybe he's going to eat by me. That's by Shloima. The Ilu Gabi Avram Ksiv, Ela Boker Ratz Avram. Avram ran to the cattle. Vayikach Ben Boker Rach V'toiv. He took a tender good calf. V'Amar Rav Yudah Merav, that there were three. Ben Boker is Echad, that's one. Rach Shnayim. And V'toiv is Shloisha. So it's only three, and Shloim had much more. So the Gemara answers, yeah, but Hosam by Avram Tlosa Turi L'Tlosa Gavri. There were three cows for three people, so each one got one. Hacha by Shloima, it was a lot, but it was L'chol Yisrael v'Yehuda, Shenamar, Yehuda v'Yisrael, Rabban K'chol Asher Al-Sras Yom. Yehuda and Yisrael were so many like the sand of the sea. So proportionally, one ox to one person was more than Shloima gave to the multitudes of Jews that were eating at his Suda. Continues the Gemara. My barbur mavusim. What is meant by fatted hens? Amarav shavus ma'asam bakarchim. They're force fed. Ushmul Amar Shmuel was a doctor, and force fed meat is not healthy. So he said shavus mavim demelem that they got fat by themselves. Rabbi Yochanan Amar mevin tur mimarisai. We bring an ox from his pasture, but aloy anis, he wasn't forced to do any work. V'tarnegoilis and a hen miashpasa from her roost, but aloy anis, she wasn't sitting on top of eggs to make chicks. And that means that they never worked, and their meat is a better meat. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, mufchur shebe behemoy shor. The best of animals to eat is an ox. Mufchur shebe yif is tarnegoilis. The best of the birds is the tarnegoilis, a hen. Maral explains that he was explaining this, what a person should use for kavod Shabbos v'yontev. He should use meat of a shor and a tarnegoilis. Amar Meimer, what is another pshat in what it means to be barburim avusim, that were eaten by Shloim Masuda, zagso, which is another name for tarnegoilis, ukmos, a black one, beibatnisu, has a fat stomach, the mishtakha beni atzeri, that she is eating between the wine presses, she eats the grape skins, the loimotzi pasikanya, she's so fat that she's unable to step over a reed. Continues the Gemara, vela bakarats of Ram, amr of Unamarat. Ben, the Gemara now is going to explain various psukim in the story of the Malachim coming to Avram at the beginning of Parshas Vayera. Ben Bakr, as we learned before, Rabbi Yudah Marav said that Ben Bakr is Echad Rach Shnayim V'Tov Shloisha Ve'Eim Echad. Maybe it's only one. Kedi Amri Inshi Rachik V'Tav. A person speaking about one, and he said, "Ah, oh, that one that had it was a tender and good piece of meat." How do you know it's three? Imkei lichtoiv rach toiv. The Torah is careful on every letter, so it wouldn't have said rach vitoiv, my vitoiv. Shemam and aladrasha must mean that there was an additional one that was good. So the Gemara says maybe there were only two. There was a calf that was rach and a second one that was toiv. How do you know where there are three? No, midit toiv ledrasha, rach nam ledrasha. Since I used the word toiv ledrasha, so rach is also used for a drasha. Masiv rabba barula vitem rabba sheya. He asked the question. You say there were three, but it should have said oisam them, and there was only oisai it. The more answers kol chad v'chad yahave lenar chad. Each ox that they're going to eat was given to a different nar. There were three oxen given to three narim. Then the pasuk says vayikachem v'chol. He took butter and milk. Uben abakar shir asa. And the calf that he made, Vayitl Fem, he put it in front of them. So again, if there were three, it should have said Ben Abakar Belosh and Rabim. Here it's singular, it seems to be only one. The Gemara answers, the Kama Kama Demachia Asila Kamayu. Each one was being cooked. Each one cooked, it took a longer or shorter time to cook. So as each specific Ben Abakar was ready to eat, it came, it was brought. But in Echanami, there were three made. The Gemara asks, "V'lomeli plasa? Why, in fact, did Avram serve three? Tizgi b'chad, one's enough." Amar Rav Chanan bar Rava, k'day lachilin shalosh l'shanis b'chardel. Because there is a delicacy, as Rashi says, that kings and princes eat, which is tongue in mustard. So he wanted to have each of the malachim should have a separate tongue in mustard. Now, the simple pshat of the words that we have just read, the Kama Kama Demachi Asila Kamayu, focuses on the three Ben Habakars that each one was brought as they were fully cooked, one after the other. But we see from a Das Akena Mibali Atoisus in Parshas Vayera that actually we also, the way he learns, should focus on the beginning of the Pasuk, Vayika Chema V'cholav, that the butter and the milk were served before each of the three Ben Habakars. For the Das Akenim tells us in Perik Yud Ches in Bereshis Pasuk Ches, Vayika Chem V'Cholov, says the Das Akenim, Melamed Shechilim Basar, Basar V'Cholov, that Avram gave the Malachim to eat Basar V'Cholov. When Hashem wanted to give the Torah to Klal Yisrael, Amru HaMalachim, the Malachim said, to know, why are you giving the Torah to Klal Yisrael? Leave it here in Shamayim. Amar lahem. So the Rabbi Shama answered, "Ksiv b'tar v'lois v'asher gadi b'chalev imoy. You shouldn't eat basar b'chol. Va'atem kishiratetem lamata achaltem basar b'chol. Shenem arveikah chem b'chol." You ate chem b'chol together with basar b'chol. Miyad hoydu la kodesh baruch hu. They agreed to Hashem. Ha'ini d'ksiv b'parshas ki sisa ki al pi advor ma'ela karati. So the Das Kanan brings this first medrash, which states that the Malachim ate Basar B'cholov, and that's why Hashem said, how could I give you the Torah if you didn't keep the Torah? And it was because of this, because of what was written right preceding that pasuk, which you malachim were over, that's why I was kairos bris with Klal Yisrael. Umedrish zeh, says the Das Kanan, cholik al medrish acher. It's a machlokes medrashim. Because the medrish says, kiyum avraham avinu al avashom, afilu eruvei tavshilin. The pasuk says, ekev asher shom avraham b'koili, and on that, Chazal say that Avram kept the whole Torah, including eruvei tavshilin. Now we think of Eruvi Tavshilim as something that we do in order to prepare from Yontif to Shabbos. Here the Das Kanan has a different pshat in Eruvi Tavshilim, Pirish. Tavshilim Muravin, cooked things that are mixed together. Shaloi Hoya Eichel Basar B'cholov. He didn't eat Basar B'cholov. Gam B'loi Basar Akach Cholov. And he didn't even eat meat and then milk right away. Ela Cholov Akach Basar. Dichsiv, Vayika Chem V'cholov, V'hodr Ben Abakar Asher Asa. V'chein Nami Pirish Rashi. Rashi quotes our Gemara in Parshas Vayera. Kama, they're talking Amti V'aisel Kamayu. So we see from the Das Kanan that he's learning Pshat, not only what our Gemara is focusing on, that the three Ben HaBakers were cooked, and each one took longer than the other, and they were served one after the other, but in fact, all three came after the beginning of the Pasuk, which is the Chem of Acholav, because they did not eat Basar B'cholov. Avram did not feed them Basar B'cholov. The Das Kanan says it's a Machloikis Medrashim. So it's interesting that our Gemara focuses on the Ben HaBakar that were served one after the other, and really we have to also focus on the Basar that was served after the Cholov, because according to this Medrash, the Malachim did not eat Basar B'Cholov. According to the first Medrash, they did eat Basar B'Cholov. Agav Urcha, the Das Kanan learns Eruvah Tavshilim referring to Basar B'Cholov. There's a famous Gra that says that really it was a Rosh Tevis. Avram was Mekayim the whole Torah, including Ayin Tov. The printer thought it's Eruvah Tavshilin, and really it was Eruvah Techumen. Why was Eruvah Techumen chosen out from all mitzvahs? It says the Gra, it's going on the pasuk. Ekev. Ekev is because, but Ekev also means the heel. So that refers to Eruvah Techumen, where a person goes more than 2,000 amos away from a yishuv. You can only do that with an Eruvah Techumen. That's why it's based on the pasuk Ekev. But the pasuk pshat we see from the Das Kanan here is that the Ayin Tov stands for Eruvah Tavshilin, but he has a new pshat in Eruvah Tavshilin that it means that they did not eat Basar B'cholov. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rav Tamcha Bar Chani Loi. La'olam al yishana adam min haminig. A person should not be mishana from the minig of that place where he is, even if he personally has a different minig. Sharei Moshe, olam l'morim v'loy ochel lechem. Moshe went up to Shemayim, he did not eat any bread. U'malachi ashar ashar d'lamato v'ochel lechem. When they came to Avram, they ate bread. V'ochel sal kadatuch. You think Malachim could eat? They don't have a goof, they can't eat. Ela'ema niru kimi sha'achlu v'shasu. They appeared as if they ate and drank. Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, kol ma'ashas Avram l'malachi asharas ba'atzmai. Whatever Avram did himself for the malachi asharas, asar kadosh baruch l'banav ba'atzmai. Mida k'neged mida, Hashem did by himself to Avram's children. The kol ma'ashas Avram ha'idei shliach. Whatever Avram did through a messenger, asar kadosh baruch l'banav, Hashem did to Avram's children, his descendants, ha'idei shliach. And now the Gemara gives many examples of this concept. Vela boker rots Avram ran to get meat. So when it came to the slav, the ruach nasim es Hashem. Hashem made a ruach bring the slav, the meat for Klal Yisrael by himself. Avram took vayikachem v'cholov by himself. So mida k'negem mida hinen imam to lechem lechem min hashemayim. I'm going to bring you bread from heaven. This was also food, as Avram sustained the Malachim through Chem v'Cholov, Mida k'neged Mida, Hashem brought the mon min hashamayim by himself. V'hu oimer aleim tachas ha'eitz. He was standing by the malachim under the tree. Hinen Hashem, hinen yoimer lufnecha sham al atzur. I will stand there by Har Choyrev on the mountain. V'avram ha'lechim am l'shalcham. He was malav them to send them off. V'Hashem ha'lech lufneim yoimam. Hashem led Klal Yisrael in the Midbar. Yukach namat mayim. Let some water be taken. Vehikisa batsur by the bear shell Miriam, where Moshe hid it. Vyatsu mimenu mayim vishasa ha'am. So over there, it was through a shliach, as Rashi says. Yukach namat mayim. So again here, mita kedag mita was done through Moshe hitting the rock, and the people drank the water. Upligid Rav Chama bar Chanina, and this is a machlokes with Rav Chama bar Chanina, as Rashi explains, that the schus of the mon, everybody agrees. The schus of the bear mayim, everybody agrees. The machlokes is concerning the vehu oimed aleim tachas ha'etz. According to the way we've learned till now, mida keneged mida Hashem was oimed Shom al Hatsur, and according to the next Mandiyomar, through that there was Zarcha to the Amud Onan. That's the key to the Machlaikis here. The Amr Rav Chama Brachnin, Vachen Ton Debe Rabbi Shmuel, Vischar Shloisha, Zachal Shloisha. Because of three things, Klal Yisrael was Zarcha to three things. Vischar Chama Vachol of Zachal Uman. That's how we learned before. Vischar Vahu Amud Alem, Zachal Amud Onan. That's not how we learned before. That's the Machlaikis. Here there was Zarcha to Amud Onan before we said that Hashem stood on top of Har Chorib. Bishar yukach namat ma'ayim zoch lebeir shal miram. There was zoch to the bear of Miriam. That we learned as well before. V'hikisa batsur, the tsur, the rock, was in the bear of Miriam. Yukach namat ma'ayim, by the way, Rav Chaim Shmulevich explains that even though this Gemara that we just learned seems to contradict Gemara and Tainus stuff test, where the Gemara says that the Anane HaKavod were b'schus Aaron, the Mon b'schus Moshe, and the Be'er b'schus Miriam, and here it seems to be it was in the schus of things that Avram did. So the Rav Chaim Shmulevich answers that just like when you have a large tree coming from a small seed, but the small seed cannot do it without ground, without air, without water, without sun, so too the seeds of the Be'er and the Ananim and the Mon were planted by Avram, but it required Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam to provide the other requirements, the other necessities, so that the seed should sprout into the great trees of Be'er, Anan, and Mon. Yukach no ma'at ma'im v'rachzu ragleichem. He told them, because he was choshed that they served the earth as the Arabs, that they looked as if they were Arabs, and he thought that they were worshipping, and therefore he wanted them to wash their feet. Amr Rabbi Yanni Rabbi Shmuel, Amr Loi, the Malachim told him, v'chibar v'ayim, cheshadetanu, you thought that we are Arabs, shehem yishach v'lavik ragleichem, that they bow down to the earth of their feet. Kfar yotzim yimena yishmol, as the Marsha explains, that ha'choshed b'ksharim, like a begufa, you were choshed us, and really this is something that is going to happen to you yourself, that from you will come out Yishmael, who will serve Avodah Zarah. Vayeira elav Hashem ve'eloni mamri, v'hu yoshev pascho el k'chayim ha'yoyim. Avram was sitting by the entrance of the tent as the heat of the day. Mai k'chayim ha'yoyim, what is that referring to? Amar Rav Chama Rav Chanina, oisei ha'yoyim, that day, yoyim shlishi shom milah shel Avram. It was the third day after Avram had bris milah, and he, that's the worst day as far as having a bris, the third day afterwards. That's where he is in pain and sick. Uba Kodesh Baruch Hu Lishol Avram. Hashem came to Mevakachola. Hotzei Kodesh Baruch Hu Chama Minaret Tika. Hashem took out the Chama from its sheath. He put full force to the sun. Kedei Shalei Atriach Oisei Tzadik Baruch Hu, so that Orchem should not be Matriach Avram because he has to recuperate. Shadrei LeLezel Mevik LeBra. He saw that no Orchem are coming. He sent Eliezer out to check outside. Nafik, he went out, v'le'ashkech, he didn't find any archim. Omar, lo'im hanelach, Avram said to him, I don't believe you. And the Gemara comments on this, hanu de'amrei tamon, that's what they say in Eretz Yisrael, les hemnusa ba'avdi, there's no trust in an eved. Nafak, iyu, Avram himself said, let me go out. He thought that Eliezer was trying to protect him, and there were guests, and he wasn't letting them in. He went out himself, chazi la'kadosh baruch, he saw Hashem, the koyabavah that was standing, was there, outside his tent. Hainu d'chsev. That's why Hashem, Avram said to Hashem, Al nasavrim alvadecha. Please don't pass away from in front of your servant. Even the chaz of the cost of Vishar, when Hashem saw that he was tying his bandages, Vishari, and he was untying them, and he was in pain and suffering, Omar, lavu urchar l'mekemach, it's not proper for me, in, if you're in such a condition, that I should be matriach you, and I should stay here. Hainu dechsev, we see the same idea concerning the malachim. First, it says, Vayisra and Vayar, Vineshal Hashanashim, Nitzav Malav. They were standing on top of him. They were right next to Avram. Vayar, then it says that he saw Vayar, it's the Grossim. He ran after them. If they're still standing by him, why does he have to run after him? It's Mashma that they weren't standing by him anymore. The Gemara explains, Me, Kor, before Asukamu Kamolai, they were on top of him. Tichazu, when they saw the Havalit Sara, that he was untying and tying his bandages, he was in pain. Umru, they said, the same as Hashem said, it's not proper for us to remain here. So they started going away, and then Avram ran after them to chase them, to invite them in. Man ninu shloisha anashim. Who were these three people that visited Avram? Michal, Gavriel, Verifal. And now the Gemara says what their jobs were. Michal, Shabal, Vasar, Sara. Michal came to tell Sara the good news, she's going to have a baby. Rafal Shabal Rapes Avram. Rafal came to cure Avram. Gavriel Ozlamahapchelestorm. He came to cause Stom to be destroyed, to overturn Stom. The Gemara asked the question of Aksiv Vayavoy Shnei Amalachim Stom Averv. Two Malachim came to Stom at night, not one. The Gemara answers, one came to destroy Stom. That was Gavriel. And also to Ozl Michal. Michal went, Bahadeh, with him, Lishazve Leloy, to save. I'll bring you a proof. It says in the passage that he turned over those cities. But like Sivit does not say, Loshin Rabim, Shmami. No, we see there was not two in the Mapecha. There were two who came to storm, but Michal had a different job to save Loit. Taisus here in Divrei Maaseh Hu Da'asa L'Shazbei L'Loit asks, V'tema, the last Tosfos on the Amud, Darmina B'Reishis Rabbi, the Ein Malach Echad Oseh Shnei Shlichus. Why, in fact, were three Malachim sent? Because one Malach cannot do more than one job. And here, the Gemara is saying that Michal went not only to tell Sora the good news, but to save Loit. V'yesh Loimer, the Kanloi Oseh Michal B'Shlichus Achas, Ki Yemaisa Echad Shavisar Asorah, K'shaholach Misham L'Stoim, Oz Huscha Lo Shlichus Acheres. V'davke Makam Echad Ein Oseh B'Shlichus. So Tosfos's first terence is that Ein Malach Oseh Shnei Shlichus is in one locale. But if he goes from there to a different place, like he went from Sora to Stoim, that's two different locations, and there's no problem of Ein Malach Oseh Shnei Shlichus. And then Tosfos brings down the Medrash, which Rashi quotes in Chumash, B'Reishis Rabbi Yesha Refal Bo Lahatzalas Loit. So Refal, who went to cure Avram, he's the one who went to save Loit. Urefuas Avram ain't in the scarus. Avram's refu is not mentioned. Vafilabo Kemoi came to Refuas Avram. Even if he came for Avram's refua, Choshev Hakol Shlichas Achas, the refu of Atzola, Inyan Echadhu. Refu and Atzola is one Inyan. So Tosfos's second teretz is that if you're doing one Inyan, you could do two different actions in this, if they're all related to the same Inyan. This is very similar to what the Maral says. The Maral says that there's three different kinds of missions of the Shlichim that Hashem sends, the Malachim and Hashemayim. One is to do mercy, one is to punish, and one is to continue on the Derech HaTeva. So he says, Pshat, the way our Gemara learns, that Michal was the one who did a chesed to tell Sora she's going to have a child. He did a chesed to save Loit. Gavriel came for punishment to overturn Stoim, and Rafal came for Derech HaTeva. But Derech HaTeva, we find a doctor is Marapa, a patient, so therefore he was doing something which is B'Derech HaTeva. These were three different kinds of missions. And therefore, says the Maral, Pshat in our Gemara, that Michal is not Ein Malach Oseh Shnei Shlichus, because it's one Inyan. It's an Inyan of Chesed. Tosfos says that Refu and Atzol is one Inyan. It's to save somebody. So this is the second teretz that we've had, that if it's one Inyan, you could do two different actions if they're related in the same concept behind that Shlichas. There is a third teretz from the Chedusha Rim, and this is found in the Sefer Mayonis Shel Torah, and he says that when he's going, that Refal was the one who cured Avram and went to save Loit. And he says that Loit didn't have schus to be saved himself. He was only saved b'schus that David HaMelech would come out from him. that Rus Hamoyavia came from the child that he had with his daughter, which was the nation of Moyav, came out Rus, and from Rus came out David, and from David comes out Mashiach. David was only mutter lovi bakol. We have a Gemara in Yuvam and stuff Ayin Vav, where Doeg Adomi said to Shaul HaMelech, you're worried about David becoming king, really you should worry whether David is royal lovi bakol or not. So the Gemara concludes over there that the only reason a Moyavi and an Ammoni, a male, is not allowed to come into Klal Yisrael is because of the achzorius that they showed when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim. They didn't give you bread and water, but it's not the derech of a woman to bring out bread and water to the men. So the Gemara says, why didn't the women bring to the women and the men to the men? The Gemara says that even to the women it's not her derech, because it's called kvod bas melech pnima. The honor of a bas melech is to be betznius, and therefore there was no taina on the female Moavios why they didn't bring out, or the female Ammonios, why they didn't bring out bread and water even to the females of Klal Yisrael, and therefore they are mutter to come into the Klal Yisrael. So this whole concept is built on the concept of Tznius. Who was the one who paskined the Indian of Tznius? That was Avraham Avinu. When the Malachim asked Avram, where Aye Sar Yishtecha, and he answered, Hine Boil, the Malachim really knew where Sar was. They were just coming to Avram to paskin. We know Bezdin Shomala goes according to the Pesach of Bezdin Shomata. As we found on Amud Aleph here, where the Machlokes Hashem with Masifta Riki, they asked Rabba to paskin the Shaila. So Loit, when Rafal was originally sent to save, to cure Avram, Loit didn't deserve to be saved yet, because we didn't know yet the Pesach of Tznius. It was only once the Malachim came, and they asked Avram, where is Sarah? And he responded, she's in the oil. And Rashi said, comment, Tznuahi, she's a Tznua, said that, with those words, Hine Boil, there was the Pesach, that there's an Inyan of Tznius. And therefore, later in history, there was no time that the female Moavios did not give bread and water to the female of Klal Yisrael, and therefore Rus HaMoavia was allowed to come into Klal Yisrael, and therefore David could come into Klal Yisrael, and therefore Mashiach should come into Klal Yisrael. So there's only a time of Ein Malach Ha'is Shtei Shlichus if the Malach would have been sent originally to save Loit. But the Malach originally couldn't have been sent to save Loit, because we don't know yet that Loit deserves to be saved. It was only after Avram Paskin Tznius that now Loit deserves to be saved in the Schus that David and Mashiach is going to come out of him. At that point, Gavriel not only cured Avram, but he also went to save Loit. And finally, a similar teretz involves a story of Rav Shloimeh Kluger, who the first day that he became the Rav in the city of Brod, there was a bris mila. Unfortunately, the father was a geisus and he was going to die. And the minig in Brod until that time was, in such an instance, that they would let the father die. They would try to postpone the bris so that they could name the child after the father. And Rav Shloimeh Kluger insisted, no, make the bris immediately. They made the bris immediately. And suddenly the father, who was on his deathbed, got healthy, and he finally came back to his full health. And the whole A city was in a turmoil on what they saw, this great psak that Rav Shloimeh Kluger had given to make the bris right away. And Rav Shloimeh Kluger explained his action. And he said he learned it from this question over here by the Malachim. How could Gavriel save Lot? The answer is that Lot himself did not deserve to be saved. It was only Agav, once Gavriel was here anyway to cure Avram, so if he's here already, then he can go ahead and save Lot. He's not making a special mission. So Rav Shloimeh Kluger said, I understood that this father is being judged in heaven, and perhaps he doesn't have schus on his own to live. And he's on his deathbed, he's going to die. But if we make a bris, and Eliyahu HaNavi comes to every bris, so just like Eliyahu HaNavi will come to the bris, at the same time, Agav, he will cure the father as well, and that's exactly what happened. Now, I just want to point out, in conclusion, that we have at the beginning of Parshas Vayera that it says, V'hu Yoshev Pesach Oil. So Rashi says that the same letters without Nakudos could be read, Yoshav Ksiv. that Avram was told to sit down. Bikesh Lamed, when the Shekhinah came, he wanted to get up. Omele HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said to him, shave, sit down. Yoshav, you have to sit down. Va'ani Amed, I will stand. Va'ato, you Avram, Simon Lebanecha, you are assigned to your children. Sha'asad Ani L'siyatzei V'adas HaDayonim. I'm going to stand when Dayonim have a Din Torah, Vehein Yoshim, they're going to sit down. Shenemar Elikim Nitza Vadas Kale, the Dayanim are sitting down, and in that gathering, that Adas Kale, that's where Hashem is standing to make sure that the Psak that the Dayanim give is going to come out to be the right Pshat. So on the simple level, just like Hashem stood by Avram, he stands by the Dayanim. But why is this specifically told to Avram that I'm going to stand by you, just like by the Dayanim, and also why did it happen before the Malachim came? Perhaps there's a deeper understanding here. And the deeper understanding is, as we explained from the Chiddush Arim, that Avram was going to give perhaps the greatest psak in the history of Kol Yisrael. Because when he said Hine Boil, he was paskening the Indian of Tznius. He was allowing that Rusham of Yisrael should come into Kol Yisrael, that David should come into Kol Yisrael, that Mashiach should come out of David. So therefore Hashem says, Va'ata Simul Banecha, you who before the Malachim come. It's only when the Malachim come that they're going to present this Shiloh to you. Aye Sora, where is Sora? And you're going to respond, Hine Boil, that's going to be the Psak of Tznius. That's going to allow David and Mashiach to be part of Klal Yisrael with Rusam Avia. So just like you are sitting now as a Dayan, judging over perhaps the greatest case in the history of the world, and I am standing, so you, as a Dayan of Rom, are going to be a siman to your descendants. Hashem nitza badaskel, that Hashem is sitting by every judgment. So it comes out on this question of Ein Malach Hayzer Shtei Shlichos, we have actually four terutzim. Tosfos gave us two terutzim. One is that in two different locations, there's no problem. Or if it's in the same inyan, the same theme to the shlichas, there's no issue if he goes to two separate people and helps them pertaining to the same issue. Or the Chiddush Arim says that Lot could only be saved once Avram gave the psak of Hine Boil. Or Shlomo Kluger, who says that Agav, when Eliyahu comes to the bris, so Agav, he's going to save the Goises. When Gavriel, when Raphael was here to cure Avram, Agav, he was able to save Lloyd, but Lloyd was not chashuv enough to have a malach come specially from Shemayim directly to him. May we be zoicha, may Klal Yisrael be zoicha to make many brisim that Eliyahu HaNavi should come to them and be merapa the choylei Amo Yisrael.